The One with the Hummus by The Walrus Said, read by Cookie Mom 6067. Nikki collapsed backward onto the mattress, his orgasm ripping through him even as Joe's cock slid out of his trembling hole. Joe, still suffering, if suffering it could be called, the effects of his own orgasm, missed the boat by a few seconds and grabbed for Nikki's cock the moment after it stopped twitching, making Nikki's whole body jolt like he'd stepped on a live wire while soaking wet. Joe, of course, burst out laughing, which was why Nikki loved him, really, even if it was at his own expense. "Sorry," Joe said, his voice low and velvety, in the way that made Nikki shiver, even 12 hours and 8 orgasms into their 36-hour sex marathon. Nikki squinted his eyes open and looked at his lover. Joe's skin was flushed with exertion, his curls wildly tousled, and his grin open and stunning. Nikki, in contrast, was a mottled red all over, sweat streaking from his hairline down his temple. But Joe still looked at him like he was beautiful, and that, too, was why Nikki loved him. "It's okay," Nikki said honestly. "It made you laugh." Joe kissed him for that, his grin curving against Nikki's lips. Nikki couldn't stop himself licking that grin just to see what it felt like against his tongue. Joe huffed a laugh, let him, and leaned back, the grin softening into a fond, warm smile. Nikki's stomach chose that moment to growl, loud and insistent. Joe laughed again. Nikki smiled helplessly. "It has been 3 hours since our last meal break," Joe said indulgently. "And we've been working hard," Nikki murmured, gesturing to the mess of cum and lube on his stomach and the sheets around them. "Food time," Joe declared, elbowing himself upright. Nikki made to follow him, stifling a groan as his abused core attempted to tighten, but Joe caught him anyway and put a hand on his chest. "You stay," he ordered. "I'll bring some food here." Nikki fought down the instinctive urge to argue. Past experience had taught him that trying to argue with Joe over a point of pampering Nikki would go nowhere and just make him feel guiltier, and nodded obediently. Satisfied, Joe rolled to his feet and padded, utterly naked and filthy, out of the bedroom. While he waited, Nikki availed himself of the pitcher of water and stack of clean washcloths Joe had stocked the nightstand with, scrubbing at some of the dried semen on his stomach and rolling onto his side to reach back and swipe at his hole. He tossed the soiled cloth in the general direction of the hamper and settled himself upright against the pillows, crossing his hands just under his chest and whistling a top 40s pop number that had been stuck in his head for close to 3 solid days. "If you don't stop with that song, I'm making you sleep on the couch," Joe announced his arrival by saying as he returned, "You're killing me." "If I sleep on the couch, you can't fuck me as easily," Nikki pointed out pragmatically. "And that is, after all, the point of this weekend." "You make a compelling point," Joe said, kneeling onto the bed and marching over to Nikki's side. In his hands were an unassuming tub and the box of crackers Nikki had made earlier that week. He passed Nikki the box, dropped to his butt to cuddle up against him, and pried open the top of the tub, revealing a creamy, tan substance that smelled herby and delicious. "When did you make hummus?" Nikki asked, looking from the tub to Joe's shy but proud face. "Also, since when do you make hummus?" "The answer to both of those questions is 2 days ago," Joe said, "while you were grading essays at Quinn's." He snagged a cracker from the box and swiped it through the hummus, then popped it into his mouth and closed his eyes as he chewed. "I think I got it right," he said, swallowing and opening his eyes again. "I finally got the recipe out of my mother when I told her I want to make it when I propose to you." "Makes sense," Nikki said, and then his brain ground to a halt. "You're going to propose to me?" "Mm-hmm," Joe said, preparing another cracker for consumption. "On Tuesday. Be home by 7. I've got the whole meal planned down to the minute." "Okay," Nikki said, utterly befuddled, and covered himself by dipping his own cracker through the hummus and eating it. 20 seconds later, he swallowed and caught Joe's eye. "I'm going to say yes," he said seriously. Joe grinned at him, his nose crinkling up in that way Nikki always wanted to kiss. "That good, huh?" It's amazing, Nikki said honestly, reaching for another cracker. Possibly the best thing I've ever had in my mouth. My penis is offended. The best food I've ever had in my mouth, Nikki corrected, going for a third. The more he ate, the hungrier he realized he was. But even if he'd just had a five-course feast, he would still eat this hummus. I want to replace water in my diet with this hummus, he said, crunching through a fourth loaded cracker. Joe beamed at him, snaking his fingers through Nikki's to grab a cracker of his own. I love you. I love you too, Nikki said, after a hasty swallow. Can I ask about the rest of the meal on Tuesday? No, Joe said sternly. It's a surprise. The meal is a surprise, but the proposal isn't, Nikki asked, dragging another cracker through the hummus. Joe raised an eyebrow haughtily. Are you questioning my methods, DeGeneva? Questioning your methods is what got me into this bed, eating this food, and looking at your naked body, Nikki pointed out. Joe was the assistant dean of student services at the university where Nikki taught biblical philosophy, and Nikki had met him by means of a terse email questioning the Office of Student Services' schedule of finals week study breaks. In a fit of pique, after the fifth student had left Nikki's office after asking for an extension, Joe had replied with nothing in the body of his email except 8 links to research studies on the importance of study breaks for students, and Nikki in his way had fallen in love immediately. It had taken a few months of wooing to overcome his first impression, but he'd managed it in the end. Joe conceded the point with a nod. And my naked body is a sight to behold, he said contemplatively. Nikki nodded, lifting the tub to his mouth to lick some hummus off the side, and only then realized he'd polished off the last of it as well as, by extension, the crackers. When he looked back up at Joe, Joe's huge, sparkling eyes were twinkling with amusement. Guess I got the herb balance right, he said, clearly trying not to laugh, as he took the empty tub from Nikki, snapped the lid back on, and dropped it off the edge of the bed. Nikki winced, feeling his face heat as he pitched the cardboard cracker box to join it. It was really good, he tried, covering his pink cheeks with the one hand. Joe took the hand away from his face and pressed it to his own. I love it, he said, sincere even through his lingering humor. There's nothing sexier than the man I love enjoying food I made for him. Nikki followed this lovely declaration up by nearly splitting his head in two with a massive jaw-cracking yawn. And now you need a nap, Joe said. I don't blame you. No, I can fuck, Nikki insisted, wiping the tears from his yawn away and reaching for Joe. We're not scheduled for a nap for another 90 minutes. Joe caught his groping hand, lacing their fingers together. Nikki, beloved, you have a food baby, he said. Nikki looked down, confirmed it, and groaned. Take a nap, Habibi, Joe said, his voice warm and full of fondness. I'll take it out of your hide when you wake up. Somehow, even exhausted and full of food, Nikki still shivered with anticipation. Promise? I promise, Joe said. If you're very good, there may be a blindfold involved. Nikki hummed happily, sliding down until his head was on the pillow and he could squirm under the blankets. I'll be good. I know you will, hey, auntie. Nikki's eyes fell shut. Hey, Joe? Joe hummed, and Nikki went on. If I marry you, will your mother teach me how to make that hummus? He felt Joe's laughter more than heard it. A low rumble through the mattress. I'll teach you myself, he said, on our honeymoon. I look forward to it, Nikki mumbled, and then fell deeply, profoundly asleep. The end.